are so many amateur radio operators all over the world who would be listening to us if we ever needed to communicate through amateur radio. Over. Well, for months, even years before we actually launch and come aboard the International Space Station, we train quite a bit on emergencies and emergency procedures. And then when we arrive on the International Space Station, reviewing emergency procedures and where emergency equipment is located is the first thing we do after we arrive. I've been here 1 week, and in that time, we've already had three emergency equipment. Well, you know, even on Earth, we often don't drink enough water, but in space, it's even more important. It's easy for us to dry out, and we really like to drink plenty of water, and we track that so we know exactly how much. We shoot for drinking close to 2.5 liters a day to keep our bodies well. Great question. The short answer is we don't know exactly, but we do know that plants need the direction of gravity to help to know what direction to grow. In fact, we have an experiment that will be ongoing during our expedition called Space Moss, where we're looking exactly at that, not just the direction that the plant grows, but also the direction that the root system grows. And this is an experiment run by the Japanese Space Agency in the Japanese Experimental Module. Over. That's an interesting question and one that we are studying actively. We know that cells, of course, do divide in space, but what we don't know is how they know when to stop and how that is dependent on gravity. Also, we do believe that cells can potentially form shapes and form tissues that would be difficult to do on Earth. Just today, the SpaceX Dragon vehicle brought us a new payload, a new experiment called the Biofabrication Facility that will look at how cells divide to form tissues in microgravity in hopes that one day we could produce small organs and tissue plants that we could not do on Earth with gravity, but perhaps could do in microgravity in space and understand it better. Over. It was fantastic. I was struck by how dark space was and how blue the Earth was. The contrast was striking. And then how far below the clouds were, I could see the shadow between clouds projecting onto the ocean below, and it was just a tiny little space relative to how high I was above it. And then the first time I saw a sunset and a sunrise, it was magnificent. It was as incredible as any picture I had seen, but it was all around me. And if the light coming in the windows filled the room just like through the windows of your own home. It was incredible. Over. Absolutely. When I look down at our fragile Earth and I look at what a beautiful planet is and how fortunate it is that we are to live here, and it makes me appreciate how important it is that we take care of it, but also what our small place in the universe is and our responsibility to be good citizens of the Earth. November 4, India Sierra Sierra. This is Oscar Romeo 4, India Sierra Sierra. How do you read me? Over.